I was really excited, and I thought that's a really good opportunity. Despite the surfing part of it, I thought it's a great opportunity to see Tony Abbott and discuss with him and share my opinion with him.
So I guess my thought is, how do you think Australia should deal with the situation when there are refugees coming, you know, on the boats without having any papers pre-organised?
We have to be, I think, very realistic and not to let this issue be a football, a political football. The thing is that how many people come by plane illegally every year in Australia? If you compare the numbers that people come by air and people who come by boat, the boat arrivals are less than 5% of the entire illegal unlawful arrivals in Australia. So it's just a political game that the both parties at the moment are playing in an election year to just score a nonsense political point, because the other 95% gets away without any notice, and they just make a big fuss about these desperate people who have no other choice. If there is a choice, I would really love anyone to discuss it with the people, to discuss it with us, so we can show people that, yes, there are real alternatives. You can go, your voice will be heard. And I was very, very disappointed, and sometimes used to get very angry when everyone used to call me a queue-jumper, because I would definitely raise this issue with Mr. Abbott himself as well, that please show me where that queue is, where that queue, if that queue exists, that we are accusing anyone of jumping that queue. I would love to know where that queue is.
Do you have some specific ideas as to what Australian policy should be?
Of course, of course. Like, I wasn't even born at the Vietnam crisis, during the Vietnam War, during the Second World War, but during my campaign for refugee rights in the past 10 years in Australia, people have told me that people were treated humanely during the Vietnam War. During the Second World War, they were not locked up in desert camps, they were not sent back, there was no temporary protection visa for them, they were allowed in the community. And I don't know why we cannot do the same thing, we cannot adopt the same practice today. Because at the end of the day, 98%, more than 98% of those people who we punished in the faces of temporary protection visa, we locked them up in desert camps. At the end of the day, more than 98% of them were recognized as to be genuine refugees, and they were given permanent protection. I don't think that we have to punish people just to convince the other ones on the way, because it's not the pull factor which drives these people. There are push factors which are more important for these people.
Mr. Wakel arrived in Australia when he was just 18 and spent 9 months in Curtin Detention Centre. He is now an Australian citizen and a small business owner. Here is Sam McLean, the Communications Director of GetUp.
On Tuesday, we found out that Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott were auctioning off their time for charity, and good on them for doing so, and that Tony Abbott was offering a surfing lesson in his home electorate on Manly Beach. And we thought, why not raise a little bit of money for charity while also giving someone who wouldn't usually get a chance to have their voice heard to get a personal meeting with Tony Abbott. So GetUp members chipped in.
And how much money did you end up raising in total?
Well, the successful bid was $16,100, but GetUp members actually chipped in far more than we ended up needing. So we've raised, last time I checked, about $70,000. We certainly didn't know how much money we would need for the bid and whether we would raise enough, but we were overwhelmed to find that GetUp members chipped in over $50,000 just in the first 3 hours.